SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
You are watching Game Time Decisions. I am Gabriel Morenci, and I'm on the grid, and so is the Raging Redhead, Cam Stewart. So is Donnie Wrightside. So is Carmine Bianco. It's mighty kind of Carmine to join us after he returns from Aruba. We're going to find out where he got all this free time from, and all the money is, of course, Cam came out firing when I told Cam that Carmine can't be with us because he's in Aruba. And you're like, well, I don't know where he got the money because they weren't from the MLS pick.
Yeah, he got lost a fortune on TFC. I don't know. He's flying to Aruba. But anyway, hey, Carmine's he's got a backup plan, I guess.
He's a great guy. And I asked him, I said, hey, Carmine, you got time? He goes, I got nothing but time. He goes, I'm in quarantine for 14 days.
That's right. That's great.
Hey, he went to Aruba, but he's paying the price for it right now. He's in quarantine. So, yeah, Carmine Bianco will step up and in and join us. Donnie Wrightside will kick it with us as well. Lot of stuff to get to. It's unorthodox, but we actually have an NFL game tonight to get to. We've got college football news, championship soccer, Champs League soccer, MLS soccer, current point spread right now, Baltimore Ravens, -8.5. The total checks in at 45.5 right now, Cam, for this football game, and which has been a wild week 13 already. That this is still week 13. This isn't week 14 yet. So
craziness.
This is still a week 13 game. So let me ask you, you know, games shouldn't matter. Like, what happened in one game has nothing to do, you know, what happened with two teams has nothing to do with what should happen with two other teams. But the fact, Cam, that the New York Giants beat Seattle on Sunday and then Washington beat Pittsburgh yesterday kind of does, you know, leave a little bit of doubt in your mind. Like, ooh, it's kind of weird stuff have happened over the last couple of days with these teams in the NFC East. Or do you say that it's meaningless and it's irrelevant? This game is totally separate.
It is totally separate, but hey, that's the thing. It's a huge point spread. Baltimore's getting a lot of guys back. You know what? We talk about it. I like it better at 7. Now, then it went up to 9.5. It's down to, you said, 8.5 there, the total 45.5. I don't think there's going to be a lot of points in this game. Conversely, we were bang on with the Buffalo game where we thought there were be points and there was turnovers at the goal line. I just think that the Ravens defense can shut down the Cowboys. It looks like a lot. A teaser to the under is good for me, and I also laid the points earlier with the Ravens. I think they get it done, Gabe. I'm not expecting a lot from Dallas in this game. And, you know, it's one of those things, you look at it, I don't think weird line or whatever, that Washington game was a weird line. This is a big line. And I think the Ravens do cover and eventually beat the Cowboys by like 16 points. That's my take.
You know, the problem with the Dallas Cowboys issue tonight is that they're the Dallas Cowboys. But all kidding aside, is the offensive line. It's the offensive line, guys. The offensive line was already playing with backups, and it's easy to criticize these quarterbacks, including Carson Wentz, including Andy Dalton. And when Andy Dalton's going to drop back tonight and he's going to fumble, he's going to get lit up when he gets sacked and stuff. Andy Dalton. It's like, dude, Joe Montana would get sacked and fumble, all right? Like,
you're correct.
Not much these quarterbacks could do. Guys. Like Zeke Elliott. Oh, Zeke Elliott, he can't run anywhere. Dude, you seen this offensive line? They literally have third and fourth string players on top of that playing out of position. So it's like, listen, dude, I know you're a guard, but we need you to play like on the other side here, man. We need you to play tackle because we got this kid who can't do it, so can you do it? Like, it's backups for backups right now. And the problem against a very angry Baltimore team. It gets Calais Campbell back as well.
Exactly.
Shout out to our radio affiliates. I am Gabriel Morenci. We're kicking it. It's Game Time Decisions. Donnie Wrightside is going to step up and in and to help us make some correct game time decisions. Although we were pretty damn good last night when it came to the Buffalo Bill and San Francisco 49er game. One of those games in which, you know, everything just fell into place, went exactly the way that we thought it would. And in fact, I love the over of the game, Cam. And it was a bold prediction by you. You said, actually, you know what? I think they'll get into the 50, 57, 50, 58 points. It'll skyrocket over the number. Great call. It ended up getting to 58. The alternate play. Like I said, dude, that number at 46.5 was way too light with that potent Buffalo offense. And you look at the Buffalo Bills offense, guys, it's a dangerous football team. They can pick up yards in chunks. It doesn't take much for Josh Allen to throw the ball like, you know, 30 yards, a little flick of the wrist, right? Like, you look at the Pittsburgh Steelers, it takes them like 14 plays to go down the field. You look at the Buffalo Bills, it takes them 3 or 4 plays. It's like, bam, boom, bang, hey, we're inside the 20, right? Like, very efficient offense, Buffalo Bills, dangerous football team, and I think they're the second best team in the AFC.
I would agree. I think Buffalo Bills, it's going to be a great game with Pittsburgh. I was hoping Pittsburgh would have squeaked out a win because I would have probably put extra units on the Bills to beat them with the Steelers' pressure, but now that they've lost. Since we're giving ourselves the old pat on the back, Barry Horowitz Club, I got to give you one too, Cole Beasley. That was a great pick last night. This guy was over a buck and change at the half, and I'll tell you something. Me and Kurtz talked about this too on the Sunday nighter. Cole Beasley's a different receiver. We know he was a good possession receiver with the Dallas Cowboys game. We remember him at SMU, but now he's got even more of a bounce in his step. He's tougher. He's a great route runner. He does everything perfectly, and him and Josh Allen, they're reading each other's mail, man. It's like psychic time with these two get together, and it's fantastic. And they did this without John Brown. Stephon Diggs was the main character there, and they do it without Brown. What a game for Beasley. I love your Buffalo Bills, Morenci, and you know me. I got a soft spot in my heart for that team, even though they always destroy the Seahawks. I hope they go all the way for you this year because they've had a long-suffering fan base, and it's good due for good things to happen for that damn city for a long time.
Yeah, well, it's unfortunate that Muppet Kermit the Frog in Kansas City is in our way. But get out of our way, Kermit, because nobody's coming back like the Buffalo Bills, all right? Kansas City, I'm tired of Kansas City. Your time is done. It's Buffalo time now.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Game time decisions continues. I am Gabe Morenci. We're kicking it with a raging redhead. Cam Stewart, Donnie Wrightside, SBR in the house, throwing it down with us. What's going on, Donnie? Always a pleasure.
Hey, it's going good. But again, it's going much better for your Buffalo teams than my Philadelphia teams. But that seems like a common theme here this year, Gabe, in 2020. So,
yeah, but let us not forget, I am a Michigan fan. I am a Michigan fan.
Now, you should be happy today, then. A gift.
Yeah, I am. Let's be real. We saved ourselves. No, I am and I'm not. You know what I'm happy about? That I'm not in the dilemma. And Cam, I had a real problem with this.
Yeah.
It would have been the first time, I guess. So this is the first time in 102 years we're not playing this game since the Spanish flu. Actually, it's amazing. But I can bet against my own team. Like, I've done it. Yes. I'm not saying I've never bet against the Bills or the Dodgers or et cetera. I've done it. But not Ohio State, Michigan. Yeah. Mm. Ohio State was going to win by about 40 or 50. So it really was a lot. And I was like, boy, I don't know what I'm going to do with this game. But you know what, Donnie? I called this, actually. I said Michigan should get COVID on purpose and just purposely try to sabotage Ohio State. But here we are right now. But let's be real. Listen, they got 45 players out. They're not allowed to practice. So I don't think that they are dodging the game. But at the same point in time, let's be real. Harbaugh saved himself from 4 hours of a national embarrassment on national television.
Yeah, I mean, what would they be talking about the entire show? Like, where is Jim Harbaugh going to go in the pros? What's he going to do next? He obviously can't hack it here. So it does buy you some time. But I got to say, the gamesmanship is exactly what you would expect here from Michigan, Ohio State. You know, looking back, Woody Hayes would actually say, you know what? I respect that decision from Michigan to duck us here. That's what gamesmanship. And think about the game now next year of how much will be put into that. They ducked us last year. It's payback time.
Yeah. Woody. Yeah. Oh, good old Woody. I'll tell you one thing about Woody.
Didn't he tackle players and stuff like that?
He punched
somebody, too.
Yeah. His last game, he punched a kid on Clemson on the sideline.
Yeah. Good old Woody. What a guy.
was like the kid intercepted the ball. It's like the kid that made the play and he just went out. Like, yeah. It wasn't like, he went out of his way and he was like, I'm going to punch this kid. And he's an old man. People are like, dude, what are you doing? It's like, all right, that's it. But of course, Woody Hayes, famously, I don't know if you guys, it's a true story too. Guy's a psychopath. The bus ran out of gas in Ohio, in the state of Michigan after the game when they were going back to Ohio.
Yeah.
And they were like 10 miles from the state line, 7 miles from the state line. And the driver said, Coach, we got to fill up, man. We're running out of gas. Woody Hayes said, over my dead body, would we give any money to this, like, hellhole state? He said, we don't buy gas in Michigan. And he said, well, we're out of gas. And he said, we'll push the damn bus. And he told the team, get off. And they pushed the bus to the border.
That's so stupid.
Now they'd be pushing the charter.
There's being hardcore. Like, I like the old grandfather. I used to walk 10 miles to school. That's just stupid. Yeah. Not buying gas in Michigan. Shut up. That's ridiculous. Sorry, I gotta put it in that Woody.
They won't say the word Michigan either, right, Donnie?
Yeah.
Like they actually got all the M's, I guess, on campus for Ohio State that week. You're not allowed to have an M on campus, I believe it is.
Yeah.
A little much. I had and shout out to the dude, Sports Rage fan. He's obviously a big fan of mine. His Twitter handle is Sports Rage fan. But whenever he talks about Michigan, he goes, your team. It's like, dude. you mean Michigan? You mean Michigan? Like you said,
Gabe's on the board of trustees.
I get these rivalries, but let's not get carried away here. All right. Like, it doesn't hurt me to say the word Ohio State. That team. So, Donnie, what do we do with that team, though, right now? And listen, and I see Michigan AD backs OSU in Big Ten title game. Yeah, because you're going to get a check for like $3.8 million. Right? Yeah. Every team in the Big Ten, guys, gets a share of the playoff money if a Big Ten team is there. That's the way it works. Mm-hmm. You split the money with the other teams in the conference. So, no, Donnie, they're going to roll over. They're going to change the rule for Ohio State. You know they're going to do it.
I completely agree with it, though. I mean, look, we're all football fans when it comes down the wire. The small school is like, hey, let Cincinnati in, or Coastal Carolina deserves a chance. If there was 20 teams, put them at like 19 or 20. But when it comes down to it, you're going to sit in front of the playoff. Do we not want the best four teams, which it's clear who the best four teams are? Put Ohio – I don't care who plays in the Big Ten championship. Put Ohio State in the playoffs and do whatever you want outside of that. They need to be in there. They're the top four team in the country. They have to play for it regardless.
Do you hear what these guys are? Sorry, Gabe. I just hear what they're saying too. Indiana might like step up and play again. Here they're talking about playing like Ohio State again at a later date. You hear this one, Donnie? That's kind of stupid, don't you think? Like, you don't need to do that, do you?
Yeah, you're pressing the issue on stuff that doesn't need to be. If you're smart and you're business about the business in the Big Ten, let Ohio State get in there, collect the check, and worry about everything down the road.
Yeah,
I would also listen. And Donnie, I know you retweeted. Like I said, if I was a college team, I'd just extort the hell out of Ohio State now. I'd say, listen,
it's $10 million.
I'd be like the mob. I'd be like, listen, you need an opponent. Hey. I'll get you an opponent. You give me $8.2 million, and I'll get you a top 20 team. I don't know who, but talk to you in 48 hours. I'll have you.
Akron. Get him up against Akron. $10 million to Akron they can play for. Right in the state.
Right, exactly.
Ohio State minus 97 and a half.
Not right.
Texas A&M schedule is open, but you know they're both too cowardly to do it. Ohio State.
Exactly,
Texas,
Gabe.
We're not going to do this, right,
Cal? Losers done.
Not enough time. Oh, no. But my deal, what I said earlier, is I said the Big Ten shouldn't bend the rules, but Ohio State are still a top four football team. And two things can be right at the same time, but are they? That's the thing. You know. And another thing is, too, you can look at it from this perspective. Do we really need to see Ohio State crush Michigan and say, okay, now they're good. Now we can accept it. Like, come on. Like, what are we doing here, right? We all know – we all know this comes down to money in the end as well, but it opens up the door. And suddenly, honestly, too, guys, if I'm the USC Trojans and I end up 5-0, I'm like, what the hell is going on here? Like, if I'm, you know what I mean? And I know everyone's getting a lot of USC Trojans. Whatever. Who have Ohio State beaten this year? What's your big feather in the cap? Indiana. That's the feather in the cap. All right, good for you. Like, everyone talks about everyone else's schedule is sucking. Ohio State's schedule is sucked, too. They're getting in because of their name, and they're getting in because of just reputation, Cam.
Well, the thing about USC, too, is that that first game against Utah, you're like, okay, well, you know, I don't know. And I would say this in past years, and you guys can agree or disagree. I'm not going to say USC's there, but I could tell you, every single time we've had a full season and we had a Pac-12 team there until Oregon took a late loss, that would be the team that was there. This happens all the time, right, Diane? I know I'm not going to say USC is there, but as an undefeated Pac-12 team, they would usually, if they had the full encapsulated year, have something to say about that, because on a big season, any other team, like Oregon would be there and Washington when they were good, but I don't think USC is a top five team, Gabe. I think they're good. They're getting better, but no, I don't think they're as good as Ohio. Not, that's they're okay.
No, but it's, you know, when you look at Cincinnati, if Cincinnati has double the amount of wins as Ohio State, is that fair?
It's a good point. No, it's not fair. Cincinnati's only playing who they're playing on their sched, right?
Yeah, these questions are only coming up to the Big 12 and the Pac-12 did, excuse me, Big 10 and the Pac-12, they did this to themselves. They're in this predicament because they did not start the season on time. You wouldn't have any of these issues, and Ohio State probably would already have 8 games played. They'd be well on their way into it, but it's because of their own conference's choices they're ending up in this decision-making.
That is the irony, and it is crazy. Yep. And I don't fault them for the safety, Donnie. They, you know, they tried to be cautious at the time, but it's just ironic that COVID didn't get better, right? And what made them think it was? And I go back to Roger Goodell, 28-32 out of PM, said, we don't want to have the draft now. Goodell said, not now, when?
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Game Time Decisions continues. I am Gabriel Morenci. We're kicking it with the Raging Redhead, Cam Stewart, of course, Donnie Wrightside joining us. Shout out to all of our radio affiliates and video platforms and TV networks as well. Just quickly, when we went to the break, we were talking about how, you know, the Big Ten, it's ironic, and the Pac-12, you're right, Donnie, it's crazy. They tried to do the right thing and be cautious, and it ended up making it worse for them. They should have just gotten the games out of the way, but it is what it is. And we're going into the eye of the storm now, guys, with this stuff. Look at yesterday, James Wiseman, Cam. So look at the discrepancy. The rookie, your stud rookie, and Draymond Green. Both,
exactly.
Right away. Right? So, you know, you look at the challenges the NBA are going to have. There's all this talk about, oh, the vaccine. Guys, the vaccination won't affect mainstream society until 75% of the population takes it. 75% of the population won't even want to take it. All right? So that's what you have to get to the herd immunity, which we're like years away from that, guys. Like, vaccinations are going to go to frontline workers and everything.
For sure.
Plus, a lot of people don't want to get it. Yet it's interesting, and I talked about this on Sports Rage Late Night last night, Cam and Donnie, is that it's going to be your choice. Like, I don't think, you know what I mean? I believe it too. Nobody should strap you down and shove a needle in your arm if you don't want it. I understand that personal freedom, but at the same point in time, it's going to be your workers, your employer's personal freedom to say you can't work in our office building.
Exactly.
And it's going to be airlines. Things aren't public. It's not your right to get on a plane. Right? Like, it's not your God, like your, you know what I mean, Don? It's not in the Constitution, bro, or the Bible that says Delta must let me on the plane. You know what I'm saying? It's like, if they'll tell you, dude, drive. You know, we're not letting you on the plane if you don't have a vaccination. And I was reading Ticketmaster, who runs the ticket business, guys, along with StubHub. Ticketmaster has basically already cut a deal with IBM and Clear where it's going to be an app. So when you purchase your ticket, it's basically you're going to have sort of a COVID passport or a vaccination proof on an app type thing. And so you show up at the concert with your ticket on your phone and proof of vaccination, or you're not getting in. That's going to be the future, guys. If you don't hear, you're free not to get the vaccination, but if you don't get it, you're not getting into a movie theater. You're not walking into an airport. You're not going to be allowed to stay in a hotel. You're not going to be able to go to a concert or a sporting event, Donnie.
No, and you know what's an interesting part about this too? Because you know how these teams are going to be able to monetize it. Oh, you don't want to get the flu shot or the vaccination, which is free. That's fine. When you come to the Wells Fargo Center, you're going to get in line. We have to get a rapid test, and that's $250 that you have to wait 15 minutes for before you can enter the arena, or you can just go get the free shot. Yep.
That is the other option for the, like the, but that's, that they're saying maybe some states might do that. Like, you know, you look at Florida and Texas, they're more into the rights and stuff. Like Boston and New York and stuff, they're going to tell you to suck it. Like, you know what I mean? Toronto's going to tell you, like, you don't have the shot. You're not getting it.
Yeah.
Like,
they're already telling us.
Your rights. Yeah. They don't care about your rights. Maybe they don't care. Sam, like, you know, all right, you know, you get a test and stuff like that. Because that was the other thing. If you have, like, a test within 24 hours, and as you stated, they're going to charge you massive for it. These things aren't cheap.
Yep. Oh, yeah.
And another thing is, what are you going to do every time? Oh, I'm going to get a test to get into the grocery store. I'm going to get a test to go see a movie. I'm going to get a test. You're better off getting a damn vaccination after. My deal with the vaccination is I just want to wait for the first sort of wave to go through. They rushed it. They rushed this thing pretty fast. There's going to be some side effects. You know what I'm saying? I'm not worried about Bill Gates brainwashing me or George Soros and all that crap.
I'm making the wife go first. The wife's going first.
Yeah, it's going to be You're right, Morenci. It's like those drug commercials we see on Dateline, too. It's going to be, this may cause diarrhea, constipation, heart problems, a breathing problem. And I'll be sitting there doing the update out of breath. Should have waited for the vaccine. I got the bad vaccine.
It's like, you know what? It caused diarrhea, shortness of breath, suicidal thoughts, violent tendencies. I'm thinking, I don't know, I might be better off with the rash. You know what I mean? Yeah,
exactly. Oh, that's great. That's great.
I was thinking the same thing. I'm like, yeah, I might not have COVID, but I'm going to be paralyzed on the left side of my arm or something like that.
Excellent point. Excellent point.
All right, so we don't need a vaccination to bet on the game, though. Not yet, at least. We don't need a vaccination to bet on the game. So what do you make of this this Cowboys-Ravens game here tonight, Donnie? I tell you what, this NFC East, sorry, my apologies. Everybody except your team has come alive.
It's an interesting game when you take a look at it. And yes, I mean, you know, going to Jalen Hurts, which we'll talk about in a few moments here. But looking at this game tonight, it just looks like too many points. And then you look what the Dallas Cowboys have done over the past couple weeks. You say, maybe it's not too many points. The only thing that throws me off a little bit when you take a look at this game with the Baltimore Ravens is the fact that they haven't had a lot of continuity over the past 2 weeks with practices, virtual practices. Now you get your quarterback coming back, but he hasn't played for a few weeks. So I was actually looking at this game. The bet I like the most here is actually a team total under for the Baltimore Ravens at 27.5. I think they win this football game, but I'm not sure if they get into the 30s or do they need to get into the 30s tonight for a win.
This guy's reading my mail.
You know what? You know, Donnie, I know you're a big fan of the first half plays often.
Yes.
And I'm looking at it. You know, guys, the Dallas Cowboys, Cam, they give up more first half points than anybody in the National Football League.
It's a good point.
18 points per half. 18 points in the first half they give up. Baltimore actually score 14 points in the first half they average. And that's pretty good as well. Listen, the Baltimore team total is 13.5 in the first half. And they're laying 5.5 in the first half. I think I got a lot of plays. Funny, I went from not liking this game to I got about 9 plays in this game right now with different props. And stuff. I was like, oh, I hate props. And I got a million props. Like, God, I'm an idiot. But we'll get to you, Cam, pick in a second. What do you think of that, Donnie? Baltimore minus 5.5 first half. And Baltimore, like you said, I can live with them getting out to a lead and then milking it. But I think Baltimore come out angry and it's going to be up like 17-3 at the half or something like that.
Yeah, the thing I like about this, too, is you know, a couple weeks ago, you had Lamar Jackson banged up a little bit with a knee injury, so maybe a blessing in disguise that he got to sit out a week and a half. He'll be fresh off the bat, ready to go, and I don't see a lot of resistance from Dallas, but I agree with your viewpoint. If you're getting that first half, which is the most true half of football, they should be up a touchdown at the half. If they're not up by a touchdown at the half, they're not getting their team total. They're probably not covering. I expect Baltimore to have a decent performance like you do in the first half, then coast to that victory, maybe pick up 24 total points in this game. And win.
Sam?
Yeah, no, I'm with Donnie, and not just the team total. I'm going to tell you, Gabe, that total's low. I'm not sure if it's weird. I like the under because I just don't trust Dallas to score. And even with Baltimore's injuries, I know 45 and a half, people are just going to assume, NFL game 46 and a half. As long as there's no like crazy calls in the end zone and stuff like that, I get it. The game can go over, but a teaser, Baltimore to win the game in under 52 and a half will make the card too. I agree with Donnie. I just, I think the under's the way to go in this game, Renzi. I know unders, you're not really friend with Mr. Under, but today, I think under is going to be a good friend of ours at the end of the game, friendo.
I feel it for this game. You know what I'm worried about? What happened? Look what happened in that Washington-Dallas game on
Thursday. Yeah, you're right. It got a little bit.
And Dalton's fumbling, and God knows, you know, and McCarthy does stupid things. I don't want to lay the points here, but
no.
Is Dallas really covering this game, guys? No, I don't. I think Baltimore's going to win.
Baltimore by 16, and I think. I think they win like 27-13.
There you go. Keep it at the 27. You got it. That's
20. Exactly. That's right, Donnie. Under 27 and up. 27-10. Good guys.
Perfect. Oh, my God. That's perfect.
Yeah. It sounds lovely. Yep. Perfect.
Let's see what you got here, Cam. Let's say it's not enough. Baltimore what? Minus 14 plus 162. Man.
No, man. Sorry.
Need more than that.
Yeah. That's what I say. Yeah. Meh. Yeah, I'm with you, Marenzi. Need more. More. Not giving me more.
I like it, though. No screwing around. Baltimore by 16.
Yeah. Yeah, no. Hey, that Pittsburgh, we talked about the Pittsburgh-Washington game. They've been putting out a lot of traps for people, and we've been falling into traps. The thing is, the Dallas Cowboys game, you said it right off the top, and I think Donnie would agree. They could play with these guys if they had an offensive line that was healthy. The problem is, man, Dalton's not a mobile guy. He's going to get murdered back there. And to your earlier point, it's not going to be his fault. He's going to have no time to do anything. Punt, 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 punt. I don't think Dallas, the only shots they have deep, and Baltimore knows, that's all they can do to us, right? Because run game's going to be tough with that offensive line and Elliott. You know, they're going to try everything, and the only way they can get beat is deep. And I think Baltimore knows exactly how to plan for that. So that's why I think they murder these guys tonight.
I think it's going to be a problem as well. I mentioned Calais Campbell back in the lineup for the Baltimore Ravens. That's going to be an issue for the line. Zach Martin now out for the year with the, you know, placed on the IR with the calf injury. Cam Irving was playing good football for them on the line.
Yeah.
And he was a backup, and now he's out.
I know.
Like they're like exactly. I got earlier, Donnie, they got backups in for backups. Something that you would know about in Philadelphia, actually, with the offensive line.
How about that segue? Like,
yeah, I know. Sorry. I'm just, you know, I'm just bringing it up, but almost in defense of Carson a little bit here. But before we get to that, and, you know, what are your thoughts on the QB change? I think Lamar Jackson, as you guys mentioned, Lamar's going to be raring to go. Let's not forget, guys, Baltimore have lost three of their last four football games.
That's the thing.
This is a big game for them. Like, it's a must win. Like, it's not like Baltimore going to come in, oh, we're taking this easy. It's just the Cowboys. This is real. And, you know, I think Lamar's going to be foaming at the mouth to get out here. You know, one thing with Lamar Jackson is I think he goes off tonight on the ground. I think he goes off on the ground. And, the Cowboys are not good against the run. That's the thing. They're ranked 28th in the NFL against the run.
What's
guys.
His rushing prop, Gabe?
It was 53.5. It's up to 54.5.
Oh, my God. After last night, Josh Allen didn't get close. I'll let you bet on the rushing total props. Everything went good except for the props.
You didn't like the number, though. What did you think I was going to tell you? 13.5 for Lamar?
I was hoping for 3.5 rocks, buddy. You know.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
You're watching SportsGrid. Get on the grid.
Game time decisions continues. I am Gabriel Morenzi. We're kicking it with Cam Stewart, Donnie Wrightside stepping up and in. Wrightside, VP, kicking with us. SBR picks in the house. So just quickly, as far as the props tonight, looking at this football game, as I mentioned, I like Baltimore in the first half. I think Baltimore come out hot tonight. Their team total is 13.5 in the first half right now. FanDuel has the number up 5.5. First half money line, it's a little high. It's a minus 260. Cowboys plus 205. So I think that Lamar Jackson, Cam, you got put off by the 54.5 yards, didn't you, when I told you his rushing yard prop?
Yeah, you know me, Morenzi. Yeah, it did turn me off. I was hoping for something a little bit lower, but I'm also realistic. Lamar Jackson could go wild tonight. Hell, he could break one and get that his first run. It was interesting. I liked Josh Allen last night, but Josh Allen's plan worked. He stayed in the pocket and picked apart San Francisco rather than running the ball. But it's a little bit different with Jackson in his first game back. If something breaks up, I think the first thing he's going to do is fly. And Donnie brought up a good point, too. This guy's been rested for a while off COVID, hasn't taken many hits lately, so that's good news for him. He might rush for like 100 tonight, but I don't like the number, Morenzi.
You know, a guy I do like tonight is Marquise Brown. No Mark Andrews in the lineup this evening. Cowboys secondary sucks, and it doesn't take much. So you get 46.5, 47.5 yards for Hollywood Brown. You know, we saw last week, Cam, one little hitch, boom, and he's gone. He's so fast, yep. It doesn't take much to get that many yards. And over under 3.5 catches as well. I don't have a problem with that. So, like I said, these props are sort of starting to fall into place here. I like Marquise Brown over receiving yards. I like Marquise Brown over receptions this evening. And I like the Baltimore Ravens into the first half. And I like that team total in the first half as well. I think they're going to score 13.5 points in the first half. And I think they're going to be up by 5.5. So, you know, Cam, everything's coming together. It's like Mr. Burns. Excellent. Everything's falling into place for this game right now.
I agree, man. And I told you, I'm going to go a little bit harder, I think, on the Baltimore to the under teaser, not to screw around at 52.5 and get them almost down to a pick 'em. That's what I really like in the game. I don't trust Dallas to score a lot of points.
You know what sucked? I've been trying all day, Donnie, to get soccer parlays in, to get the Ravens out of the way.
So I'll help you.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, it was great. I lost. You're gonna like this, Jeff, and I know you've been putting it in your updates. You're gonna like this. The one game that I load up on, I've got both teams to score. No, PSG to win. PSG minus two. They walk off the damn pit, Donnie. The one game I got, and my money's still tied up. They have it like it's up in the air right now. They walked off the field because of a racist referee. Both teams quit. Both teams are like, yeah, we're done. We're not playing. And they agreed. They walked off. And then Paris Saint-Germain, who has more to lose, they were told back, this is like big-time stuff, PSG, Donnie. Sort of like the, you know, the Cowboys not playing. They were told, listen, we're advancing. We kind of we gotta suck this up and go back out here. So they were in the tunnel. But I guess the team from Istanbul, Cam, said, suck it. We're not playing.
Yeah, so, Shakhtar, they said, see ya. Yeah, they're not playing. Craziness.
Man.
Yeah. The one game I pick. The one game I got to get.
Did the game even start, Cam? Like, was it underway or just before the game? Yeah. This ref was making comments.
They start before the game. There's a racist remark made, and then the team said, suck it. And then it was delayed till all the other games finished, right? But these guys, they haven't finished the game, right? Morenzi, like, what minute are they in? That's the question. Like, it's stupid. Like, is it done? Like, I'm looking right now. It still says suspended, right? Like,
I don't know. Now I'm seeing, I see PSG advance. I see nil-nil full time. So they looked at full time. Yeah, but it never got to the official mark. Like, soccer's got, it's got to be like 55 minutes or something like that. It didn't get there.
Yeah.
It didn't get there. They played 23 minutes, I think. Like, the game's not official. Right? But the whole thing was, UEFA came out and said, we're playing it. We're not like hanging here. Basically, they said, we're not playing with this referee. So then they said, all right, we'll bring in the replacement referee. So they were going to tell the ref, the racist ref, to screw off, and they were going to bring in. And I don't know if the ref was racist either.
Know what he said? He made a comment about he said the black guy. instead of whatever. Yeah. And people like went, whatever. He went, Billy. That's what happened. But the bottom.
There was like, a white guy, and the referee said, the black guy.
Hey, the guy, the black guy.
The black guy said, what the hell did you say? And he said, why would you just say me, the player? I said, you didn't say, you don't say the white guy. It's on tape, too. He's like, you don't say the white guy. Why would you say the black guy? And the ref got freaked out because he had like 10 big soccer players in his face suddenly. Yeah. I go, hey. They were pretty thin-skinned. They walked pretty fast, Cam. Like, they were like, oh, we're out of here.
Yeah. You can't look at what the guy did.
I'm going to ask a problem over there. Soccer does have a racism problem there.
That's Yes, they do. They do have a racism problem. I don't think the man meant to say it. He should have said the name.
They're going to replay.
That's correct.
Oh, that's great. So my money's tied up until tomorrow now.
It's crazy. I look at the scores and they don't even have like a score for the damn thing. Oh yeah, Morenci. I know Donnie's our soccer guy with the Philadelphia Union.
It's
here.
True.
Did you see that? That's Seattle, rough. Minnesota had a 2-0 lead. Seattle scored 3 goals in like 8 minutes last night. That game was madness. I'm on Minnesota. Great.
You don't bet soccer, Donnie. You're lucky you don't know.
Yeah, it sucks.
All right, so
it's a nightmare.
It's not even about torture. All right, so what's your picks, Donnie, for the football game? In closing with the Raven game.
Yeah, 27.5 team total under. I do like your first half on that, but if we're taking a look at some prop bets, Ezekiel Elliott, anytime touchdown tonight, +130. But I also like another running back, Mark Ingram, +320 on FanDuel, anytime touchdown tonight. I think he cashes in on the goal line.
Ooh, nice payday. Nice payday right there. Nice payday. All right, so what do you think, Cam? I'll throw it to you first. What do you think about Thursday night football with the Patriots and the Rams? Is the point spread too high in this game? The Rams are road warriors. They don't do well in situations like this. And, of course, you and I remember what happened when the Patriots played the Rams last time in the Super Bowl, Cam.
Yeah, I do remember. What a game! What a night that was. Oh boy, that's one for the books of worst and financial beats in a 24-hour.
Donnie, like the first few days, he loved it. I took him to the track. We're hanging out with fans, and Cam's like, "I'm loving it here. The Meadowlands is the best place I've ever been to." After the game, he's down about 8 dimes. We're standing on 6th Avenue in Manhattan. Cam's like, yeah, I'll never be coming back to this city. I hate it here. Cam's like, good luck. I won't be seeing you in this city again.
Yeah, exactly. No, it's not New York's fault. It's my fault. It was my fault.
Me and my girlfriend.
No, the worst was $30. The worst was Donnie. Remember the kick at the end of the game? Like, George Kurtz, one of the guys on the network, was like, it's a worthless kick. I'm like, this kick means everything. Was for like the teaser, and then he missed the kick, too. I go, that's the final straw, Morenci. Anyway, I like New England +5, Gabe. That's to make a long story short. I don't think I'm ever going to bet against those guys again in a situation like that. Rams have been good, but the Patriots have been playing better. I think I might take the dog.
What do you think, Donnie?
I think it's hard for me to go against the Patriots because I think I'm completely wrong on them each and every week. I actually liked the Chargers last week going up against the Patriots. They slaughtered them.
So
I
did I.
Think we get a little bit of points in this game. I'll take the over 44.5. I think I can get at least 20 points out of New England here. And I think, Jared Goff playing a couple decent weeks of football, I think they can get into the 20s as well. Give me the over instead of a side here.
How do the Eagles respond with Jalen Hurts in the lineup?
With an L. I absolutely agree with the decision. It's not so much for the play. Wentz has been absolutely terrible. There's no question about it. They needed to make a change to sit him down because he feels like he's broken right now. But the biggest issue that I have looking forward here is when you get the young quarterback that's going to be in the game, Jalen Hurts, he's going to be able to get out of the way versus the New Orleans Saints. That is an elite pass rush that Wentz would have been buried for 10 sacks on Sunday. I'm actually glad Hurts is in just because it saves the life, it seems like, of our quarterback Carson Wentz here.
It's a good point.
Steelers and Bills, big football game, Sunday night football. The Bills are starting to peak at the right time, Donnie.
I love what the Buffalo Bills did last night. That was one of the best performances that I've seen out of the Buffalo Bills in 15 years. If you're going to get quarterback play like Josh Allen had last night, they're going to be able to go toe-to-toe with the Kansas City Chiefs. No question about it. I'm really impressed with them.
Yeah, I think they're the second best team in the conference. All right, let's shift gears, and I'm going to need your guys' help on this because I've been focusing in on the football game, and I know we got a bunch of college basketball games including, of course, the always fun Big Ten ACC matchup. So I don't know, Cam, if you're taking a look. A game that intrigues me, and our apologies to those of you in New Jersey that you can't bet this, but FanDuel is in more than New Jersey, and there's people bet outside of the state of New Jersey. Syracuse and Rutgers is an intriguing game. I tell you, man, they don't lose at the Rock. They, you know, they lost one time all year, but it's different with no fans. I'll throw it to you first, Donnie, and then Cam. But what do you, any college basketball tonight, Donnie? I can't lie. I've been focusing so much in on the football, but you know, obviously, I'm going to take a look at some of these college basketball games tonight too.
No, I actually haven't dipped into any college basketball tonight. Whenever there's a football game, though, you know I'm a one-track mind over here, so I'm pretty much focused on that. I don't have any real two plays in basketball tonight.
Kevin, can you say
I got Creighton live right now. They're down 3 points with 22 seconds left. Some guy's knocking on my door. The doorbell just rang, and my brother just called me. no, I'm done. They're gonna foul. There we go. I'm gonna lose by 5 or 6. It's right on the number. I don't know what the hell's going on. Why do people always do that? Don't you know, Donnie? Like, why does everyone bother you between these hours? Why do I just
always
don't get
dog?
It.
They get deliveries. Nobody cares.
There's a sign. We're doing a show.
I don't have a job anyway, so why am I complaining? You know, that's the
brief. It doesn't have a job.
Like I asked a question, you like any college basketball tonight? I got Creighton right now. I got a guy ringing my doorbell, and my brother's calling.
What do you have, Cam? By the way, what do you have a live line at? What was your live line in this Creighton game?
It's 6.5. So they're probably going to lose by. Actually, I'm in good spot, Donnie. If they go back down and miss, hit both free throws, five. That's the thing. I got a good number. I'm glad because it went from 5.5 to 6.5 when they were down.
There you go.
So yeah, well, we'll see. It's tight.
All right.
I like Rutgers. Rutgers.
I like Rutgers too, and I'm going to save the day here. I'm going to jump in here. Minnesota Golden Gophers to beat Boston College. It's in Minnesota. And I'm a money line parlay them with the Baltimore Ravens. They won't be too bad. So Minnesota minus 300. Let's get it on the Ravens here. This parlay is going to not be too bad. I'm going to say it's going to be 157. I'll take it.
Let's go.
Let's get it in.
Not bad.
Minnesota Gophers money line. And at Baltimore Ravens money line as well. Donnie, right side kicking to us. All right, Donnie, we got about a minute or two left here. It's always a pleasure kicking with us. What do you think right now? As you stated, man, the Bills, we talk about Super Bowls and stuff, but you know, we're gonna have some fun with this. You're gonna make some money. How about a Buffalo Bill New Orleans Saints Super Bowl, Ken, Donnie? How's that sound?
It's funny you mentioned that game. I already have I have those bets at the start of the year Super Bowl matchup. That is one of them. Buffalo and the Saints. Let's make it happen.
Buffalo's 18-1. The Saints are plus 550. What's an outside the box Super Bowl, Donnie, right now? 10 seconds.
Outside the box, I guess you would look at maybe somebody come the Rams if they can get hot and keep their offense together, going up against maybe somebody, what, Tennessee Titans if they get hot with that running.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Donnie Wrightside kicking it with us for a couple of more minutes here on Game Time Decisions. We'll transition into in-game live. Carmine Bianco from Wager Talk will step up and in. We'll get into some soccer. We'll get his thoughts on tonight's NFL football game as well. Before we get Donnie out of here, we were just talking about so looking at the Super Bowl futures right now, Kansas City Chiefs, man, no value anymore. I didn't live with it when it was plus 380 a couple of weeks ago. Now down to plus 220. Saints are plus 550. Let us not forget, though, guys, and I know you two know this, but for people tuning in, only one team gets a bye this year. All right? Yeah. So things are going to be different in the NFL playoffs. It's not like just a lock this year that the teams with the best records are going to win, and there's no fans. So there are variables that come into play here. Kansas City plus 220, Saints plus 550, Steelers plus 750. They're not going to the Super Bowl.
Green Bay Packers,
they're not.
That's my super sleeper. Browns.
Cleveland Browns.
I thought it was the Colts. Come on, Cam. Where's the Colts at for you?
Yeah. I got to be honest with you. I like you more than Philip Rivers, Donnie. I don't know if I don't know if I could trust that team.
Stunt double.
I just need them to get to 10 wins.
I wouldn't discount. I don't completely discount them. I'm buying into the Browns. You buying into the Browns, Donnie? I think the Browns are a load to deal with.
I like what the Browns got going on because when you have a nasty offensive line and a good running game, you see Baker Mayfield can operate now with play action passes. Actually, it was a decent thing that OBJ got hurt because now it looks like the offense is more efficient.
Mm-hmm. And you know what, guys? We talked about this yesterday on the show. The Robert Saleh guy, the coordinator of San Francisco, it's like a three-hour job interview last night. Video for him. So yesterday, guys, this was like plus 250, plus 260, remember. Next count, even 280, Cam. We talked about this. Next coach in the Lions. It's down to plus 150 right now, guys.
I'd get back now.
Like, if you like this, he is going to be the next coach in the Detroit Lions. He's from Dearborn. He's of Lebanese descent. I think he may be the first Muslim coach, actually, as well. And, of course, there's a lot of Middle Eastern descent in Michigan. He came through the ranks through the Michigan college system, like Northern Michigan and stuff. Like you said, Cam, you got state legislators writing letters saying you got to hire this guy. And he's a football coach. So I think he will be the guy. Donnie Wrightside's the guy as well. It's always great, Donnie. Check him out over at SBX.
Thanks, Donnie.